news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Hello and welcome to this week's FFA Today. I'm your host, Janet Atkinson. Hope you had a wonderful National Ag Week. And we want to begin the show with some news for all of the educators out there. First of all, teachers should be sure to check out the new FFA New Horizons Teaching Guide. The spring edition is available now, and it includes ready-to-print standards-aligned activities, discussion questions, also supervised agricultural experience, and FFA tips and more. All of that, plus past teaching guides, news, and more, is all available online at FFA.org. Also, FFA has partnered with the National Association of Agricultural Educators to provide teachers with a week-long lesson focused on agriculture conservation practices with support from Midwest Row Crop Collaborative members. These agricultural education instructional materials and program deployment comes after a larger marketing campaign in grocery stores focused on connecting consumer purchases to the support of farmers and agricultural education. Head over to NAAE.org now to access the free instructional materials. And here's a heartwarming story for you. James Riddle, a former Cassville, Missouri student and teacher who passed away during September, left specific instructions in his will to grant $1 million of his life savings to create a scholarship fund for Cassville graduates who plan on going into the education field. Riddle graduated from Cassville in 1942. He was active in ag classes and was also a basketball player. Afterward, he served in the Army and was awarded the Bronze Star for his service in World War II. And when he returned home, he attended college to become a teacher. The scholarship will not be available for some time, as all the legal work that goes into setting up such a request is quite extensive and could take between 6 months and a year to complete. The area superintendent, of course, was deeply moved by that gift to the school and noted that, "I can't say enough about how honored we are as a school district to be a part of this gift. We take that responsibility and the expectations that he set up to heart. We're going to work to ensure that J.D. Riddle's wishes to prepare and produce future teachers gets fulfilled." Certainly a lovely story out of the Show Me State for you today. Now, earlier this week, we observed National Ag Day and National Ag Week, an annual celebration of the economic and social impact that our farmers and ranchers have not only all across the country, but of course around the world. The one and only Max Armstrong explains.
I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life.
Of course, part of each year's celebration is always the annual video essay contest. This year's winner, Jake Candle of Mason, Ohio. Let's take a listen to his winning entry.
All around the world, the United States is known for its strong economy, dominant military power, and popular entertainment. But how many know the United States' significant impacts on worldwide agriculture? The United States is one of the most productive nations in the world in agricultural production. The U.S. produces about half the world's corn and 10% of its wheat. The U.S. is also the largest producer of milk, chicken, and beef, and second in pork. It's the largest agricultural exporter, with exports estimated at $118.3 billion per year. In addition to producing in massive amounts, the United States is also very efficient, being third in agricultural value added per worker in 2017. However, agriculture always has room for improvement, and the U.S. is one of the leaders in new agricultural technologies and innovations. Because of developments from the U.S. National Institute of Food and Agriculture, farmers nowadays can use new technologies such as robots, sensors, and aerial imaging. This allows them to target different areas with different optimal quantities of water, fertilizer, and pesticides, leading to higher overall crop productivity and a decreased environmental impact. The USDA has made important innovations as well. Using new knowledge on genetics, they developed a new mosquito control method that is able to turn off specific genes only found in mosquitoes. They've also created a new process for pasteurizing shelled eggs 50% faster by using radio frequency energy. Private companies have made their impact as well. The Beacon Skiff Apple Orchard in Lafayette, New York, became the first apple orchard in the world to pollinate its trees using a drone, providing a possible pollination alternative to bees. So how will agriculture change in the coming years? Well, it's impossible to know exactly what will happen, but one thing's for certain. The U.S. will remain one of the agricultural leaders well into the future.
Well, congratulations to Jake on his big win, and of course, happy National Agriculture Week to everyone. Stay tuned. We're off to Kansas next on FFA Today.
I'm Easton Corbin, proud alum of the FFA. Like many FFA alumni, my FFA experience truly helped me develop the skills and competence that have impacted not only my professional success, but my growth as an individual. For that, I'm forever grateful. As alumni, we have countless ways to stay connected. Mentor a local student, join alumni discussions through social media, donate your time or money, or just provide your information so we can all stay connected. Imagine the impact if we all did just one thing. Let's keep our FFA community strong. Visit ffa.org/alumni today.
Well, welcome back to the show. And now we head to Central Kansas, where Eagle Community Television in Hayes introduces us to officers from the Abilene FFA chapter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Riley Volkman, president of the Abilene FFA chapter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lauren Hoover, and I am the secretary.
And I'm here with some of my fellow senior officers here to talk about past and upcoming events that are going on in our chapter. One of our big events is National FFA Convention, which we attended about the third week of October. We take around 15 members, and we choose these members a certain way. And Lauren is actually in charge of that this year, so I'll let her talk about how we choose them.
So basically, we take the top 15 members who have the most points. And I actually am in charge of the point system, where the members with the most points get to go, and you earn points by participating in activities and volunteering like we do and just being active in FFA.
So some of the things that we participate in while we're at National FFA Convention are different national sessions where any FFA member that goes to National Convention can attend. We learn different things about national or chapters throughout the nation, different community service projects that they do, and just different things that they do throughout their chapter, which is a really great learning experience for members that get to go. And then we also do stuff outside of just the National FFA Convention, like tours.
We actually went on a tour to a dairy farm and a sprayer plant, and it was kind of weird because why would you go on a dairy farm tour when we have plenty of dairy farms here in Kansas? But it was really interesting to see how technology is different on their dairy farm versus how it is here. And it was interesting to see like the way they set it up and all of their different facilities and buildings that they had. And the sprayer plant was very interesting also. We went to an Apache sprayer plant, and we got to see basically everything that they did. They started us at the very beginning of how they make like all the nozzles and everything, and then they showed us all the quality control, and they showed us basically everything that they have to do to make a sprayer. And it was very interesting because I guess I just never really thought of it like that.
In addition to the educational tours that we took, we also did like chapter bonding events that just allowed us to get closer as a chapter with those 15 members that we took. But we fundraised for that event, and we just want to thank everyone that helped us to fundraise for that event. It really is a special trip that certain FFA members get to take, and it was an honor to go.
Hi, I'm Megan Anguano, and I am the chaplain for our FFA chapter. And so one of our biggest FFA fundraisers is Fruit and Meat, which actually helped all of our members that went to National Convention get there. With Fruit and Meat, we went around to like people in our community and in like the county, and we just like sold our products. So we had fruit, meat, cheese, candy, other random stuff, and it was all like fairly like affordable stuff, and we just asked everyone to like buy from us and help us. And so each member sold a lot. So we have 103 members, And then 80 participated in this fundraiser, and we sold 2,300 items. And that's not even like counting how much we made, which was a lot. But Fruit and Me is like one of our biggest fundraisers, and it's actually really fun because when all of the shipment gets in, we all like, well, the officers mostly and some of the other FFA members, we all go outside to the tennis courts and we go sort the fruit and meat, and it's really fun, but it's also really stressful. but, you know, fun times with my fellow officers. And so next we'll talk about our chapter fun nights.
Hello, I'm Mark Cooper. I'm the senior sentinel. I'll be talking about the fun nights. Last chapter, we did Ag Olympics, which it's just like, I don't know, it's a little course that we do with like hay bales and buckets. It's fun. Everyone gets involved. It's a really good time. And we're going to rent out the bowling alley, and we're all going to go bowling and have some good time there, some friendly competition, and just bond as a group.
Hi, I'm Robin Slazner, and I'm the senior reporter, and I'll be talking about CDEs. And our first one will be poultry and dairy foods, and then there will be livestock judging, and the chapter members will continue to participate in all of these, and hopefully the outcome will be good, and we have high-ranking teams at state.
Okay, I'm Annie Bathurst. I'm the senior chapter photographer, and the very last fundraiser that Abilene does is the barbecue, and it's on April 25th, so come by and pick some up, and we put a lot of effort into that. We spend the whole week before shredding the meat, and so it tastes its very best, and we budget, and we decide the cost of what we need to prepare it. So definitely come stop by and support the Abilene FFA chapter.
My name is Will Stroda, and I'm the senior treasurer of the Abilene FFA chapter. And I'd just like to say thank you to everyone who helps support our chapter with our sponsors and donates their time and money. And it really helps our chapter. We buy materials for practicing for CDEs, and we also do all our activities that helps us bond together and grow as a team and become better leaders for our future.
And don't forget to like our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Abilene FFA.
Sounds like a very active chapter there in the Sunflower State. Well, don't go anywhere. There's much more to come straight ahead right here on Rural Radio 147.
For every FFA member, there's a story waiting to be told.
And that's exactly what FFA Today is about.
Stories from and about FFA members.
And showcasing their hard work,
creative energy,
love of community,
and passion for agriculture.
All the things that make the FFA great.
FFA Today,
a new weekly program
from and about FFA members.
And their inspiring stories.
And thanks for tuning in. Finally today, we head to Illinois. That's where Wabash Catch TV host Bruce Dickey caught up with chapter officers and the advisor from the Fairfield Community High School, including the Section 23 president.
I have a slew of kids here from Fairfield Community High School as we are going to talk about FFA here in Southern Illinois, all over the state. Katie McCleary is here right next to me, Lane Harvey next to her, and Kurt Robbins is the FFA advisor. We'll start out with Kurt Robbins. Kurt, how you doing?
Doing great, Bruce. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for coming up. How long have you been FFA advisor now at Fairfield?
At Fairfield, this is year 15.
Next to Kurt right there is Mr. Lane Harvey. How you doing, Lane?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks very much for coming on. Now, what year are you in school?
I'm a senior this year.
You're a senior. Okay. Have you been in FFA for your entire time there?
Yep, for my entire high school career.
What made you want to join FFA as a lone little freshman coming around into Fairfield?
Yeah, so FFA was always something that we've known in my family, you know, growing up with my mom. She served as a section vice president and as their chapter vice president.
Really?
So in Sisney.
Okay.
I missed him. And then my dad, Patrick Harvey, he went to Fairfield, and he served as chapter vice president and was involved in FFA all 4 years of his high school.
So I'm guessing that throughout your term here with the FFA, you've basically been just under the radar, not stepping up for anything, not being an officer or anything like that. You don't do anything, are you?
I don't know about that. I'm pretty busy all the time.
What do you do? What's your job at FFA?
So I'm currently serving as a chapter president for Fairfield.
That's pretty busy.
So yeah, that keeps me really busy. I served last year as a junior, and then I got reelected this year as a senior.
Really?
So this is my second year.
How often do people take it for 2 years at a time, Kurt? Has that ever happened?
Not very often. I think it's happened twice since I've been at Fairfield.
Is that right? Yeah. And so you took it last year. That kind of gave you a leg up because you have one other job, don't you?
Yeah. So this year, I don't know why I decided I wasn't busy enough playing, you know, two sports and being chapter president and everything else.
Yeah. But,
I decided to run for section president, so I'm over 13 schools. You know, and,
really?
Yep, and Clay, Edwards, Wabash, Lawrence, Richland, I'm in all those counties.
So. No kidding.
Yep.
Congratulations. Well, that's outstanding. How much time does it? How much time do you spend each week, do you think, on FFA stuff?
Oh, I don't know. It depends on the week. Some weeks I'm never home. I've gone for a week. Some weeks, and, you know, I've always got something every day. It seems like I'm getting a text message about it or something all the time. But
wow. Keeps you busy.
It keeps me very busy. So I love it though.
How many kids are you like now the president of?
I don't know the exact number. It's over 1,000.
Good grief! That's wonderful. And next to Lane here, next to me is a young lady. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Katie McCleary. I'm the Fairfield reporter.
Katie McCleary. Well, okay, now tell me how long have you been in FFA?
I joined FFA my sophomore year. So
really?
I've only been in for 3 years, yeah.
Okay. You became an officer. What does the reporter do?
The reporter, they tell the community about events coming up, and I'm also in charge of making a scrapbook every year.
Making the scrapbook. Is this your first year in the position?
No, this is my second year.
Okay, so basically, Lane, that's got to be a pretty big luxury having officers come back into their same spots.
For sure. So we had the luxury, our sophomore year, actually, my sophomore year, is the kind of old officer team. They all went out, and we elected, like, what was it, 9 sophomores into our officer team, which is extremely rare. So we pretty much had the same officer team, give or take the change up in the lineup. Of people moving up, people moving down, but same officer team for about the last 3 years. So there's only one junior on our team, so they're going to lose a lot of officers next year.
So, Katie, if I'm doing the math, you're a senior.
Yes, I am.
Okay. What made you join FFA? What was the binding thing behind you, making you want to do it, the motivation?
Well, I've always liked plants and animals, and before I joined FFA, I thought that was most of what agriculture was.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason I joined. I used to want to be a vet. I don't really want to anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm more leaning toward, like, ag communications or ag education teacher.
Oh, wow. So you're taking the reporting thing all the way into potential future employment then,
yeah,
huh?
Possibly. Yeah.
Wow. I'm presuming, making the presumption that being an officer in the FFA, that probably down the road on your college applications look going to look pretty good.
Yeah, it will help, definitely help for sure. It's given me a lot of opportunities.
I didn't ask you, Lane. How do you think I'm guessing that you think that the being president, how will these experiences you're getting now help you as you go into college and into business after that?
Oh, it'll extremely help me. So
you think
kinda,
so?
Yeah, I'm kind of in a management position in the FFA, so
right.
That prepares me well for management. You know, between 13 schools and trying to keep track of everything, report back to the state and all that, that's really caught me to be organized because I'm not the most organized person.
No.
I liked it. No.
I am not
imagine
either.
Imagine that. Yeah.
How in the world are you? Yeah. How are you president of all these things if you're not that organized?
I don't know. I just like to push things off and then do it at last minute.
So I know the feeling.
It's taught me to be more organized and stuff definitely prepared me well.
You just had a big event.
Yep, we had our big alumni pork chop dinner, and what that's for scholarships. Our alumni, they do one scholarship fundraiser a year, and all that money goes back to our kids. Our alumni, they're very active with that, and our kids really benefit from basically with cash scholarships, which is great for the kids. They can use it for whatever they need it for their school.
Kurt, this alumni group, you started that pretty recently, right?
I started, I think, year two or three when I was back at Fairfield, and it's just gradually grown. As kids have graduated, they've joined in as well. And our group, you know, they're not a group that wants to meet every single month, and I'm kind of the same way as
well.
Yeah,
yeah. You got things to do.
Yeah, we meet two or three times a year. We cross over a lot with farmers. Farm Bureau. A lot of their members and young leaders are our former members as well. And so we try to each raise funds. They raise funds for their scholarship fund, which benefits our kids, and our alumni dinner raise funds for our kids, which also gives them a scholarship.
And really, even though it used to be Future Farmers of America, it's not really that anymore, is it, Lane?
No, we're just a national FFA organization.
Okay. But it changed from Future Farmers because there aren't that many kids who are going to grow up and be a farmer, right? But this kind of also helps you folks inform folks, kids, on what agriculture means in the society?
Yes.
We are talking today with the Fairfield FFA kids. Kurt Robbins joined here in the middle by Kenna Stumm. Thanks for coming on, Kenna, as well as Addison Seifert. How are you doing, Addison?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am outstanding. Thank you so much for joining. Okay, since you've already started talking, Addison, I'd ask you a question I didn't ask Kenna, so we'll get to Kenna in a second. You're a senior as well?
Yes, I am.
What's your job with FFA, or do you have a job? Do you have an office?
Yes, I have an office. I'm the chapter sentinel.
What does the sentinel do?
I keep the meeting room comfortable and assist the president in maintaining order.
Okay, now I can understand the assisting the president with maintaining order. What is keeping the room comfortable?
Hoping no one goes for each other.
So if there's a fight, so you're basically the bouncer.
In a way.
What made you want to be the sentinel? What made you pick that office?
I just ran for an office, and this was the one I got elected to.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And you are Kenna Stumm.
Yes, I serve as my chapter treasurer.
What made you join FFA? What made you think about it, Kenna? Well, tell me what happened.
I grew up in Southern Illinois, obviously. Okay. My great-grandparents owned a farm. I spent most of my time out there.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, my grandpa passed away, and nobody really took over the farm.
Right.
So my experience with agriculture eventually kind of shortened and ended.
Sure.
Until I got into high school my sophomore year, and I decided to get back into it.
Oh, that's cool. So you've been in, you're a senior now, right?
I am.
You've been in for 3 years.
I have.
What, have you had any other offices? Or, because usually he said that you guys all started as sophomores, basically, at different offices for the most part, right? Wow. What have you held?
I held parliamentarian last year and then came back this year as treasurer.
As officers of the FFA and whatever chapter, how often do you guys go to conventions and stuff like that? What all is involved in being an FFA member or officer?
There's a ton involved. I mean, like I said, you can be as involved as you want to, but two main conventions we go to is we go to state convention every year in June. And
that's
then
cool.
We go every year in October to national convention.
Most of our events happen throughout the year, and there's a few events that happen at state convention. The main thing that happens at state FFA convention is recognition of members' accomplishments, state degrees. They have the new officer elections, and as well as national speakers come in for that three-day event.
Tell me about the being named National Chapter of the Week.
Yeah, this is Orion Samuelson's show and Max Armstrong's show called This Week in Agribusiness. Last year when Lane, he was on RFD TV Live, and they called him and asked him about National FFA Week and what's going on with that as well. So we try to travel throughout the nation with our voice and for Fairfield and throughout the state of Illinois.
How big is the chapter at Fairfield now?
We've got about 175 kids in FFA right now.
Out of 430 or whatever at the school? That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yep. I teach all day. I teach ag, and we also have Mrs. Smith, Samantha Smith. She also teaches two ag classes as well.
That's outstanding. Well, Kurt, thanks very much for coming
up.
Thank
you, Bert.
Best of luck, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great day. We'll see y'all real soon.
Well, thanks again to Wabash Catch TV for that interview. Well, that brings another week's show to a close. But if you have something that you'd like to share on the program or an idea for something that you'd like to hear more about, just let us know. Shoot us an email at FFAtoday@FFA.org, or you could give us a call, 855-RR on 147. That's 855-776-6147. Until next week, I'm Janet Adkison with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.